We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
I'm not getting over the fact that Steve literally said today, I went to pick up food, and while I was there, I grabbed a pint of Bud Light, and I slammed it real fast. You'd be proud of me.
That was like the first thing you said when you walked in. I was like, at no other job would that be applauded. It's like, good job, dude.
Literally, that's you the first nice. Thing you said to me. And I'm not getting over it. I'm like, wait, what?
I slammed the hell out of it.
I was thirsty.
What? Because I walked in with all the
food from the Griff next door, right? And I'm just like,
yeah, you
and then Amber just immediately jumped on and she's like, what? Like, where are we? That's okay.
Like, what made you do that?
Because I do have to sit there and wait, and I don't want to be on my phone. And then some guy had just gotten a beer, and it looked really good. And was like, so you want a beer? Okay, I'll take a draft of Bud. And it was awesome. Cold, crisp.
I'm trying to read stuff, and I just keep hearing it echo in my head.
I'm just more shocked because I don't think I've ever seen him finish one single draft.
Ever.
I'll give you that. I did leave a little as I grabbed my food and pushed the beer up and left. But
yeah. That's kind of the frat boy way to do it. Is you slam the beer and kind of just throw it before it's completely empty.
Yep.
So it looks like you chugged it faster.
I did. Yes, yeah.
That's what good trick. I never knew that trick.
Especially when you're shotgunning a beer.
Yes.
Yeah. You shot and you just kind of, yeah.
Did it.
Oh my god.
So manly.
That was so good. Either that, or if you're in a bar and you're about to do shots and you stand with your back to a velvet curtain and wait till no one's looking and you dump.
Stop! I don't like to do that many shots. I know you would think I like shots, but I don't.
I hate shots.
I hate them.
I don't do them if I can avoid it.
Wow. But when you're out, we're not famous in any, but like people will buy us shots.
Yeah. Right.
And for like, there was a good 8-year period where I don't know where this information got out, but it was like, Slacker and Steve love Jaeger. Guess what? There's almost nothing on the planet that I'll put almost anything in my mouth before Jaeger. Like legit.
Yeah.
Even a Jaeger bomb?
With the Red Bull?
Yeah.
That makes it kind of tolerable.
That's the only way I've had it before.
The only shot I can do is an Irish car bomb, and that's the only thing I'll chug, too.
Is that where you drop it in a Guinness or something?
Guinness and Irish cream, and you just chug it.
Okay.
That's the only thing I can do. Otherwise, like, I don't want to shoot anything. I don't want to chug anything. Like, please leave me out of this. I'd like to sip my cocktail like a lady. Like a civilized human being, adult person.
I remember at my first Live at 5, this was before I was hired, I won the VIP table. And we were like, we're going to get Slacker and Steve to do shots with us.
Oof.
And you guys did. And you, Slacker, you had mentioned, watch Steve's face. And that is just like engraved in my brain.
It's the worst thing. And he probably had a Washington Apple. Like,
most likely, yeah.
He makes you order the most rookie shot ever. And he still winces like it's gasoline.
I actually think it was just all vodka.
I didn't win?
You got
it. No, you winced for sure.
I tried.
He was drinking that beer today.
I bet he did. I swear. I guarantee you he did. But so to his point, like with the shots, I didn't get busted that. Well, I did hit a waitress.
They kept bringing you.
Wait, what?
So like, people would buy me shots, but we were at the church and we were on the side and there was like a velvet curtain here and I didn't even know it was behind it. But every time you like, everybody gets into their shot and puts their head back. So when their head's back, I'm throwing it behind me behind this curtain. And one time a server was back there and I just dumped, I didn't know she was back there. And I hit her. I probably dumped 15 shots that day.
It was so a pool of sticky.
Because then I got busted at the other club on Broadway because the bar manager was hitting on me and he kept buying me shots. And he was buying, what's the sticky Hennessy? Is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
They're like nasty. So we would cheers and I would just dump it straight in front of me. And then one of his servers came up and she's like, like her feet were sticking. She's like, what's going on here? And then they brought flashlights out. And I'm like,
No. I peed.
But dude, I used that trick. That was a brilliant trick. So I would do that.
Oh yeah, for
sure. Always just go over the shoulder.
Yeah.
Just like this?
Then? Yeah.
I usually just drink them.
That's a plan too.
Yeah. One time I got talked into doing like one of those shot skis at one of these bars. But the problem is I'm hella short. So like when they tossed it back, I was underneath it. Like, this is not ideal. Damn.
So it just poured
it just
on
went him. Right on my face. Like, Yeah, it was not great.
That is awesome.
So I always get out of doing those ones because I'm like, I'm too short. You guys, sorry.
Who wants to go get a drink?
I know, right?
Jesus.
I've been craving a dirty martini.
Ooh, me too.
Doesn't that sound good?
What does that mean? What makes it dirty?
The olive juice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's like it's essentially chilled vodka with olive juice.
Gotcha.
Oh, that sounds good right now, Amber.
You eat the olives, I'll have your drink.
Okay. Wait, no, he gives me
the olives. We're like an old married couple. He gets a separate little napkin and puts the olives down for me, and I eat them.
You know, I should not have done it when that was the first time we went out with Chuck.
Our new and boss, Victor, and you're and like, Mike. He's like, oh, I don't, not the blue cheese olives. Slacker doesn't like him. I'm like, don't.
And I did.
And he sets down the little pick, and I'm like,
Know the room, man. Read the room. Oh, yeah, new boss.
Hey, how's it going? We're manly men, and I'll eat his olives.
Wait, I sent Aaron a TikTok about olives yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
This guy was like, what is with this extra virgin olive oil? I don't want my olives a virgin. I want them experienced. I want those olives stuffed.
Yes.
Wow.
Nice.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.